This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It pains me as an audio professional to say this, but it is really hard to get audio to go viral, to catch on and become part of the zeitgeist. Enter then Facebook. The company is going to roll out a live audio feature over the next couple of weeks and months, just a year or so after its big live video push. We got our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood on the phone to make me smart on this one. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So what do you think? Is Facebook the company that can finally make audio like a viral thing?
I mean, audio has definitely had a comeback. So it's sort of validating for, you know, some of us in the audio business to see that Facebook wants to get in here. I don't know that the goal is necessarily to make it viral. I think it's more to make it easily accessible and to make Facebook a bigger destination for people who are looking for essentially what becomes always on entertainment.
And does it become then yet another revenue driver, right? More people equals more money, and that's the deal.
Live streaming of anything, whether it's video or audio, has been a bit of a tough sell for a lot of traditional publishers because there just isn't the scale. Like, you can't assume that enough people will be watching all at the same time. So I think Facebook is hoping a couple things. One, that there are enough people there to click ads. And also that it will become a thing that makes you never want to leave Facebook. Because whenever you're there, either a friend is live, a TV show that you like, or some sort of video publisher that you like is live, or there's an audio program that you want to listen to.
All right. So the BBC is going to be on there apparently at the start. HarperCollins doing book stuff, I guess, and some authors. I imagine that if you're like a podcaster or something, you want to get in on this?
I think podcasters are really excited about this and hopefully not disproportionately so.
Yeah.
Because it has the potential to be a really easy platform for live audio streaming, and that's something that people are really into. The question really is how easy Facebook's going to make it. We don't know what the revenue share is going to look like, how ads are going to work. And we don't know how it is going to roll out to people. What is it going to let you, if you're two people in two different places? This is something we have struggled with in terms of Facebook Live video. Right now, I think the safest assumption is that these tools are meant for publishers, for big name publishers who are looking for additional outlets, and that Facebook can piggyback on their prestige.
As we sit here talking about this, it occurs to me that some overwhelming percentage of Facebook videos are viewed with the sound off, right? Right? So put two and two together for me here and make sense of audio now in this environment.
That is an outstanding point. And I think, you know, a lot of people are surfing Facebook at work, and there's been a whole genre of video developed around the sort of idea of video that you read. Audio is a little more risky for all the reasons that it isn't viral. Right. You have to be engaged in it. It's likely to be consumed more on mobile. So then you pull up Facebook and you start up an audio stream and you're listening to an audiobook or a podcast while you're surfing Facebook. But you're right. It's probably less useful for people sitting at the computer at work.
Would you say that live video has been a success for Facebook?
I don't know. Because Facebook's kept it very close to the vest. Right. I will say that historically, live is so tempting. For publishers, everybody wants to do it, all the way from, you know, live breaking news to Twitter to something like Axis TV, which does live concerts. It is hard to get audience numbers big enough to justify the cost.
Right. Molly Wood, she's our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.